The toxicity of anthracyclines are often divided into three stages, which I think are very arbitrary and are not particularly helpful clinically either, frankly. There's acute toxicity, a subacute toxicity described, and a long-term toxicity. And the acute toxicity may have to do with arrhythmias, chest pain. It looks like an inflammatory response. And that occurs within hours or days of the administration of an anthracycline. And then the subacute is described as people having heart failure at a month or more thereafter. And then long term or years later, individuals not suspected of having any cardiac reaction whatsoever wind up with heart failure. And whether or not those are in fact separate entities or simply clinical manifestations of this fundamental toxicity, just showing themselves at different time points in the disease, is unclear to my mind. I have to say that I conceptualize them as part of the same entity, just a matter of how sensitive, for whatever reason, the patient is to the drug, and whether or not there's a substrate for it to manifest itself clinically. I don't know that there's any fundamentally different pathophysiological basis behind the toxicity at those three arbitrarily defined stages.